Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Can a book and a plush toy touch a child's heart for the Lord? Well, joining me today is Susan Dittman. She is the leader of America's Great Story, and I've invited her to read some excerpts from her recently released new book, Abraham Lincoln and His Faithful Pup. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you. This is the first book in the Hugging History series that teaches children what is good and great about America and points their imaginations to the Lord. So let me start. The human grins and kneels. A yeller dog, he says. When I was little, I had a pup like you. Would you join my family? He stands and lifts me so high. Then he hugs me. He does not mind as my muddy paws dirty his shawl. I have found my kind human. I will love him forever. My kind human says, I'll name you Fido. That means faithful. Fido Lincoln fits you. Skipping to the last page where Abraham Lincoln is leaving for Washington, D.C., and he's left Fido behind with a loving family. Kind friend leaves on a drizzly day. He asks his friends to pray for him. Prayer is when humans talk to God and God listens. The steam engine hisses, scaring even a big dog like me. Kind friend leaves so he can serve America as our 16th president. Now every night on his sofa, I still smell his love and kindness. I am so proud of him for doing what is right. Thump, thump, as Fido wags his tail.
I love these stories. And yes, President Lincoln's pup Fido played an important role in his life. And stories that you are presenting to young minds help us imagine all God intended us to be. For such a time as this, please visit americasgreatstories.org to learn more about Abraham Lincoln and his pup Fido.